on Simen Lamed Bey, Sif Tesvah. Before we see Sif Tesvah, let us start learning the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotten Lamed Dalet, and then we'll go to the Lashon of the Mechaba with a, perhaps a better understanding what the Mechaba is saying. Nagdim Shtei Hakdamis, so we are in Simen Lamed Bey, Mishnah Berurah Sifkotn Lamed Dalet. Nagdim Shtei Hakdamis, we will first give two Hakdamis. V'chakach Nevoir Be'ezer Hashem Yisporach, what the Mechaba is speaking about. Kol Ois Tzor Shi Olav Tzurosei Horoi La'Oisei Ois. Every ois, there's a halachis, how the tzuras ha-ois has to be. Ve'imlav posel. And if it doesn't have the tzuras ha-ois, simkot lamedalet, the Mishnah Berurah. Lamedvei simkot lamedalet. Ubozeh, now, this halachim, that it has to have a tzuras ha-ois, ein chilek, there's no difference, it was not written properly, or if it was written properly, or for some reason the ois became niskalkul. So in the din of tzuras the ois, how the ois has to look, and Beis Hashem will be learning the tzuras ois is later in the simen. That means, so in this halacha of tzuras ha'ois, if it doesn't have a tzuras ha'ois, it is irrelevant how this came about, b'shas k'siva, l'acha k'siva, it is puzzle. That's aleph. Beis, a second halacha, kol ha'ois, every ha'ois, she'ein gvil mukaf lo me'arba r'cheseh psula. If you have an ois and it is not surrounded with cloth, the ois is not surrounded with cloth from all four sides, psula, it's possible. That means there has to be on all four sides of the ois, there has to be cloth around it. Ubadin zeh, the second halacha, Yesh shnei plotim. There are two plotim in the second halacha. Aleph, davke im lehoye mukav gvil kaidem ksida. That means this halacha, that the ois has to be surrounded by cloth on all four sides, this halacha is that when you write the ois, I have to make sure that it is surrounded by cloth. That means, yeah, avo, im la'acha k'sida, after he wrote the ois, nase nekev, that means he wrote the ois, everything was gewaldic. So there's no problem. After he wrote the ois, nase nekev, a hole, there was a hole next to the ois. That means, let's say, I have here an ois, I have an ois, it was written properly, there's cloth all around it. And right after it was written, there's a nekev, there's a hole came about right next to the ois. So in this chelik of the ois, that means I have an ois, let's say I have a base. And now, next to the base, a hole, just a hole, next to a chelik of the base. So now, this chelik of the base does not have cloth around it, because there's a hole over here. So mamela, it's kosher. That means if after the ksiva this came about, if this was b'shas ksiva, then it's possible. But if this occurred a minute after the ksiva, this is kosher. Oikha, or something got torn, the cloth got torn, it's no neck, if nothing is missing from the cloth, but it's torn. Samuch lois mi bachutz, va yedei ze, einai mukiv gvil, kosher, chmashi yisboi besifte zayin b'shulchan aruch. So now we're talking about the halacha of mukiv gvil. So mukiv gvil means b'shas. You wrote the ice. In order for the ice to be kosher, it has to be written with gvil, with cloth surrounding it. The minute the ice was written, and then something occurred, there was a nekev, a hole, a rip in the cloth, and now I look at the ice, so next to the ice, there's a rip there, so that means in this area, it could be a mashu, so then it is kosher. No, a mashu is also, the whole ice has to be, yeah, well, a needle will mean if you can see with the naked eye the needle, the hole. It means if you can't see it with the naked eye, so forget about it, that's not called. That's called, I mean, the way I look at it, there's cloth, or unless I take a microscope, that, or I put it up to the sun, then I'll see, oh, that's no problem. There has to be a hole that I see, it's not mukiv gvil. Now, one more thing. Das roiva poiskim, roiv poiskim hold, vein tzorech liyeis, mukiv gvil, rak mi bachutz, lohoisiyeis, veloi besoichon. Roiv poiskim hold, that it has to be mukiv gvil, it has to be mukiv gvil on the outside of the ice. That means I have over here, let us say, I have a ches over here. I have a ches. So I have to make sure that it's mukiv gvil b'shas ksiva when I write the ice. So when I'm writing the ice, if there's a hole here or there's a rip here, and this chelik of the ice is not mukiv gvil, it's possible. But what is the halal ha'ois, the space in between the ois. Now, the space in between, we're speaking about a ches, which is something which is surrounded with three mechitzas like this. The two ragle ha'ches and the gag of the ches. Now, I have a cholol, a space in between. So if in this space in between, there is a hole here. That means when I started to write the ice, there is no hekev gvil from inside of the ice. This is the halal of the ice. So roi poiskim hold, this is no problem whatsoever. The whole halacha was only said, the whole halacha that we need hekev gvil is from the outside of the ice. The outside of the ice has to be surrounded with cloth on the whole outside of the ice. But the inside of the ice is not necessary for hekif gvil. That is roi poiskim. Rak mi bachutz loisis v'loi besoicham. Chutz me Yerushalmi shemach me b'zeh. The Yerushalmi holds that there is a locha of hekif gvil on the inside of the ice. That is the Hakdamah, and now we'll start learning the Lashon of Mechaber. So, Kaponim, what we learned till now was three halachas. Halacha number one, we learned that there's a tzure that the ice has to have, and for any reason, it lost its tzure, say b'shas ksive, say after the ksive. It doesn't have the tzura of the ice, so that's possible. That the din of tzuras oisius is a halacha that it always has to have the tzuras ois. That's one halacha. Now there's a second halacha of hekif gvil. The din of hekif gvil means bishas ksivas oisius. You have to make sure that the ice is surrounded from the outside for sure. The whole length of the ice has to be surrounded with gvil, with cloth. And if there's one mashahu that there's missing gvil, it's possible. That's if it was b'shas ksivah. We learn that from uksav tam, you need a ksiva tamo. And ksiva tamo means that when you write it, you have to make sure that it is surrounding cloth. Yes. No. You have here, I'm writing on a cloth, and I'm writing right underneath a hole. There's a hole on top of it. I'm writing underneath the hole. But I look in one place, and I'm writing here on the east. This is cloth. Here I have cloth. And right over here I have a hole. But the hole, so I'm writing underneath the hole. But I look in this area where the hole is, I'm looking at this area of the ice. This area of the ice does not have cloth on top of it. So this area of this chelak of the ice is not mukif gvil. When I wrote this ice, it was not mukif gvil. I wrote it underneath the hole. The last thing, the chalal ice. What? We're talking about inside. We're talking about inside. That's the third. Then just one second. And the aloch of hekif gvil has to be surrounded by cloth. This aloch applies when I write the ice. I have to make sure that every chelik of the ice is surrounded with cloth. So if I wrote the ice and now I start looking, see, oh boy, there's a hole over here, but I'll continue and I write underneath the hole, that's possible. That is possible because it is necessary, b'shas k'sidus ha'isius, that the outside of the ice, the border of the ice from the outside should be gvil, should be cloth on top of it. Now, the halacha which we will go to learn now, if we have a ches, and the outside of the ice is no problem. The outside of the ice is gvil all around it. But in the inside of the ice, there is a nekev, and the nekev is touching the inside of the ice. Touching the inside of the ice. So according to the Mechaber, there's no problem. Because the halacha of Hekev Gvil was only said on the outside perimeter of the ice, not on the inside. And an ice that has three sides, there's an inside and an outside. So according to the Mechaber, there's no problem. We're going to have the Rishalmi hold, there is a problem. But then again, this whole halacha was only said b'shas k'siva sois. After the k'siva, the din of hekev gvil does not apply. A hay is good if the hole will be inside between the sum and between the regel and the two regel. That means
same with a mem.
Same will be with a mem. Now let us start learning the mechaber. Im la'acher shenichtav, if after the ice was written, nikev, there became a hole, b'seich ha'hei, in the hay, oi ha'mem, or in the mem, kosher, it's kosher, afilu nikev kol toichoi, afilu, the whole toich was a nekev. She nekev memalei kol hecholo. The nekev is filling up the whole space in between. We'll elaborate. He said two cases. Afilu is a nekev. Afilu nikev kol toich she nekev memalei kol hecholo. So he's saying over here that by a hay and a mem, which has a cholol, has a space in between, and the chesorin of hekev gvil is from the inside of the ice, not out the outside perimeter, so it's kosher. Now, we just have to, if you learn Elach, the Mechaber, things don't stim. He says, im la'acher shenichtav, if afterwards it was written, there was a nekev. So it would seem from the Mechaber, what is of Bishas, I had written it, there was a nekev? It would seem it's no good. And that's not true. According to the Mechaber, Yafilu b'shas, when I wrote it, it's also good, because the cholol does not need hekev gvil. So we have to know when we start learning the mechaber, so these three words, im la'achar shenichtav, after was written, is very problematic, so we just have to know this. Im la'achar shenichtav, nikev v'seich hei amem kosher, afilu nikev kol teiche, shenekev amalei kol ha'cholol. Aval, and there's two problems with the lacha shenichtav. Lacha shenichtav, it's irrelevant where the hole was. If we have a hole on the outside, it's also good. So these three words, in lacha shenichtav, we have to know these three words are problematic. But we'll go further. Yeah. Aval b'yirishalmi mashme, shegam b'fnim tzor sheyeh mukiv klav. The Yerushalmi, it would seem that inside the ois, a mem, a hey, a ches, it also has to be mukiv klav. And from the mail, according to Yerushalmi, the halacha of hekev gvil is applicable on the inside of the ois also. So that's what the Mechaber is saying so far. Now we'll come to the Mishnah Berurah. So now on the third line of the Mishnah Berurah, Va'ato novoi levayir ha'shulchan ovech im la'acher shenichtav nikei. Now, what do we say, la'acher shenichtav? Atam. So he says, if the nekev was, the bifnim ain't tzorich lakof es gvil. The mechaber holds, he brings that Yerushalmi holds, they need hekev gvil, and we hold, you don't need hekev gvil. That's the reason. Well, if he's there, so if that's the reason, afilim ha'nekev koydim ksiva kosher. That means even when I'm starting to write, I'll write a ches over here, and while I'm writing the ches, there's a hole right under the gag of the ches. So, pishas, I'm writing it. It should also be good. So why did he say, im la'acha shenichtav, Nikev. So this word la'acha shenichtav nikev is a problem. Here the Mishnah Berurah asks the kasha. Fine. So he says, between you and me, afilu the nekev was before he wrote it, and he wrote it over a hole, and the hole is in the cholol in the inside. It's good. V'hai denokatim la'acher shenichtav nikev. So why did he say this? If it's good, afilu when you wrote it, mishum delechatchile ein lichtav afilu imanekev ve'emsa chaloloi ve'ein memalei es teichai. Lechatchile, you should not write an ois if you have a nekev that's in the cholo, v'ein memale yestaychei. So now let's just look at this picture 1 minute. We'll know what we're talking about. Here. This picture over here, let's look at this heymem. Now, this is the cloth I'm writing on. I'm writing on this cloth. Before I start writing, I know there's a hole here, one horizontal hole going this way, and a second horizontal hole going this way. And then I write, hey men, a hey and a men. So I know I'm going to write this, so I'm going to make the hey is going to be, there won't be mukiv gvil by the hey, there's a line by the hey, there's a line by the men. So now, we tell the Sefer, before you start writing, don't write like this. Don't. That means it's kosher. It's kosher. You don't need hekev gvil. But lechatchila, we do not want lechatchila. You should write an ois that the ois will be not mukev gvil mibifnim, even though it's kosher. Don't do it. So that's why the Mechaber says la'acha shenichta. But it was written already, and now we'll show it to Avraham and say, no, look, the regel of the hay is not mukiv gvil, the raglei hamem are not mukiv gvil. So the Rav will tell you, don't worry, it's kosher, because this is in the halal ha'oris, and in the halal ha'oris, it's not possible. But the chatchila will tell you not to write like that. So chatchila dikedin. So that's why the Mechaber did not want to say, Rabbi Yid, go and write, even though you see two holes, go and write around these two holes, and you're writing the chatchila, it shouldn't be hekim gvil. Don't do that. But I'll tell you, if it was done already, then it's a different child, then it's no problem. Now, we'll just come to understand the next lotion in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's understand like this. So this is al-chatchila dikedin, that when you write the ois, you should make sure that there should be hekev gvil from the inside lechatchila. Now that's case number one. But the evidence, if you didn't do it, it's kosher. Case number two, I had the whole cholol is holy. That means I had a big hole over here, a big hole by the mem. The whole thing was a hole, a big hole, and the whole cholol is not hekev gvil. So according to the Mechaber, it's also kosher. So the Mechaber is telling us two halachas. Lechatchila is the way you're going to write the ois. It's going to come out that one chelik of the cholol will not be hekev gvil. Don't write it. Chazal did not want you should write it. That's what I'm telling you. If it was written already, Safil, the whole cholol was cut out, and this mamish, the inside, there's no cloth whatsoever, it is kosher. That is this halacha, and now we'll be able, now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah again. Yeah. So now, va'ata nova levayer ha'shulchanoch. Im la'acha shenichtav nike, hatam tebefnem, inside, ein tzorech la'kofes kbil. Lefi ze afilu manekev, kaidem ksiv, that means when I wrote the ois, there was a nekev there, very kosher. I did not get mila acher shenichtav nike, mishum de lechatchil ein lichtoi, afilu im anekev beemtzach halolis, that means the whole cholol, this cloth, in the middle of the cholol, there's like a line, a nekev, which causes that a chelik of the halal, amen, a chelik of the halal, hey, is not mukiv gvil. It's not a hole that fills up the whole cholol. L'chatchila, you shouldn't do it, even though it's kosher, but you should not write like that. Avol be'emes, if he didn't listen, im ova v'kosa, he went and wrote amen. Afil im hoya nekev koidim shenichtav, there was a big hole there. And I wrote around the hole. Baruch Hashem, I can make the ice around the hole, but in the, I can make the ice around the hole. In the cholol, there's no gvil whatsoever. Kosher vein tzorich shum tikkun. You don't need any tikkun. Now that is the lotion of the Mechaber. Let's begin the lotion of Mechaber. In the ma'acher shenichtav. This is called chachilu. We told you shouldn't write it. That means there's a nekev which makes that a chelik of the cholol is not mukiv gvil, kosher. Now the Mechaber says further, afilu nikev kol toichai, the whole inside of the hay, the whole inside of the mem, there's no klaf whatsoever. Shanekev memale kol acholol, the whole is filling up the whole cholol in between. It's also good. Yeah. Now, let us see further the Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Hei, B'soicha Hei, Hu Adin, Shar Oishi She'esh Lam Gimel Defones, Yesh Cholol B'soicha. That means, when is it considered a cholol? If there are three walls which are surrounding the inside, so that's called cholol, there's no din of hekev gvil. So we have a ches, we have a mem. We have a test. We have yesh cholo b'seichoy. Avol chof pshute, but what if a person has a chof pshute? He has a chof, an end of chof. So there's no three, there's two lines. There's a line going vertically, a line, that's the gaga chof, there's a line, that's the redel hachof, the line going horizontally, that's the gaga chof. There's no inside over there. There's everything, this is considered the outside perimeter of the ois. There's no inside. That means a chof pshuti to look, well, there's a gag, and there's a, it's also a golnish. Kaufman, you don't have, surrounded by three sides, it's not called a cholo. You have a vav, and you'll have a hole any place touching the vav. And when Bishas Ksiva was like this, it's possible. Laftoich mikri. Kol hacholo, vafilu noga anikive ba'ois kufe, kol shenita, shenisha, srita, dake mi bachutz kosher, ten shir lo'ovi ha'oisiyos. Now he's saying another chiddush. He's saying a chiddush as follows. Let us take a mem. So the case that we said is kosher, is the hole is filling up the whole hollow. Now here, mamish, he made the mem mamish around the nekev. So we say, so what's the problem over here? It's not looking grill from the inside. We hold it's not necessary to be looking grill from the inside. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, what happens if this hole was such a hole, he thought he'd be able to do something, but because of the hole, the nekev went into the side of the mem. That means, let's say, the side of the mem has an oivi. This is the thickness of the mem. So like this, the first is speaking about, I have a mem, and I have a hole next to the mem, no problem. But what is if I thought I could make it around the hole, but when I made it around the hole, really the oivi, the thickness of the mem, is my just razor thin. I thought I would make it around the hole, but now the hole cut into the oivi of the mem. And now what I have left over of the mem is a razor thin line, and that I want to use for the mem. So the din is also kosher, because there's another halacha. There's halacha ein shir la'ivi ha'oisiyos. There's no shir how thick it has to be. It can be as thin as anything, as long as it's there, you have a line there. So he's saying a bigger chiddush, that not only the nekev make that I don't, it's not mukif gvil on the inside, the nekev made, I thought that I'm writing on cloth, and I see later I'm writing on nekev, and it comes out as left over only a mashu of the mem, a mashu of the test. It's also kosher, because what's your problem? Al tekev gvil, there's no problem from the inside. Al the thickness of the ois, it's a very, very thin line, also no problem. So it's good. That's what he says over here.
There's how long
it what?
There's how long it
that we'll talk about later. Here we are speaking about the oivi ha'oisis, the thickness of the oisis. So that's why let us again see Lamed Vav kol acholo, v'afilu noga nekiva ba'ois kufe, the nekev touch the ois. Kol shenisha srito dako mibachutz, there's a thin line, mibachutz kosher, then shir la'ivi ha'oisis, there's no shir la'ivi ha'oisis. Finished. That is the Shita Samachaba. Now let's go further. Avo Birishali Mashmir, let's see the Loshna Machaba again. Shagam Bifnim Sol Shemukiv Gvil. Mashiach Mukif Klaf. The Yishami holds that inside also has to be Mukif Klaf. Let us see Shagam Bifnim, Vim Kate. So according to the Yishami, Dinoi Kimi Bachutz. So Mamela, there's no difference inside and the outside. Not only the outside perimeter of the ois has to be mukif gvil, b'shas ksiva, the inside perimeter of the ois also has to be mukif gvil. Im oya nekev v'soichai koidem ksiva posel. So means if I start writing the ois and I see that when I wrote the ois, there was a chelik of the ois that was not mukif gvil, amashu of the ois that's not mukif gvil, and the halach is that the ois has to be mukif gvil completely, maybe b'fnei, maybe b'chutz, will be posel according to the Yishal. So if we learned the Mechaber, we would perhaps breathe a sigh of relief. The Mechaber said it's kosher. The Yerushalmi seems that it's possible. No. That's the Yerushalmi, but it seems we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. V'ayim betaz v'b'primagodim b'shem alvush shesh lahachmer k'il Yerushalmi. No. We have to be machmer like the Yerushalmi. So now it's Nageya that when I start writing the Oisius, I have to make sure, b'shas ksive, that the ois is mukif gvil from the inside and from the outside. V'da, the Yerushalmi tzorich hakofes gvil b'chol atzodim. The Yerushalmi needs hakofes gvil b'chol atzodim mibifnim k'may mibachutz. That means, just like the loch is on the outside, the whole ois has to be mukif gvil. There's a small hole by a chelik of the ois, so that passes the ois, because it's not mukif gvil. According to Shalmi, the inside is also the same. Okay, nim nika b'seichei koinu maksive eitzel ois, b'idei ze einenu mukif gvil. So what is the din? So now let's talk about, let's say, according to the Yerushalmi. He wrote an ois. He thought there's no hole there. He thought he's going to write over the hole. Bekitzer, after he finished writing the ois, he starts looking at the ois. Shreklach. There's mamish underneath the ois and the inside. There's a naked. Shem Yishamayim. So what is the aloche? It's possible. But there's a moiradike eitz over here. Don't give up. There's always hope. You can get it. What can you do? Wait till the ink dries, and then scratch away the oisy of the ois. That means I wrote a base. The gag of the base was let's say a quarter of an inch. I wrote a base, and the perimeter and the inside perimeter of the base is a hole over it. Wait till it dries, then take something and scratch away the oisy of the ois. So now I have a thin gag. So now thin, but I accomplished a thin gag. So underneath the thin gag, this cloth. Before Kozman, I had a thick gag. So I have a problem because underneath the gag, there's no cloth. So you can afterwards scratch it away, and it's kosher. We have to appreciate this halacha because we learned so far. One of the halachas is that we had to be kesidron. So that means if I wrote a nice and then I wrote further, now I want to fix the previous ice, it's too late. That if there was a problem in the ice. But here the ice was written properly. There's a problem. The ice is not mukif gvil. If that means I wrote an ois properly, the oisis were written kesidron, but I have a problem, it's not mukif gvil, and that is not din kesidron. The din kesidron is the oisis have to be written properly. So, but I wrote the ois properly. The problem is there's no gvil underneath the ois. That I can rectify later. And this is good. Okay, so that's here, the loch is with kosher. Fine. Now, Nikev regel pnimi shalei. Now we'll go back to the Mechaber. Nikev regel pnimi shalei. Now we're going to talk about a new din. That the regel pnimi, that means I have a hay in front of me. The regel pnimi is the small regel. The small regel on the left side of the hay. Nikev regel pnimi shalei. Afilu loinisha mimenu elakoshu. Now, here we're going to speak about, forget about the din of Hekev Gvil. We're talking about this happened later. I wrote a hay, a beautiful hay, no problem. A beautiful hay. Then all of a sudden, somehow they got a hole in the regal of the hay. And this whittled down the size of the hay, the regal of the hay. So it's like the upside down yud. Now it's smaller. Nikev regal shalei afilu nishmen ela koshu kosher laharosh. That means even though now the regal of the hay is minute, it's a koshu, it's kosher laharosh. Other poiskim obna, this is a loch in tzuras ha'ois. What is the minimum size of the regal of the hay? What is the minimum size? So the rosh holds, there's no minimum size by the regal of the hay. So as long as it has a tzur of a regal of a hay, it's a mashu, it's good. And the other poiskim hold that there is a minimum size, kimoloi ois ktana. It has to be the size of a ois ktana. Let us just say what an ois ktana means. Ois ktana means a yud. It has to have the size of a yud. At so much it can be bigger, but it has to have, it has to remain with a size of a yud. Oh, how big is a yud? Very good. This is also relative. So we're going to talk about zokte bir aloche lady. You know how big a yud is? Or you have a mezuzah, you have a tefillin in front of you. Let's look at all those yudim. So it has to be the size like those yudim, like you made the yudim. That means if it's a ksav beinani, you have a normal ksav, so like it has to be as big as all your yudim. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say, but what if this person wrote a big, the whole ksav is tremendous, big yudin. He says, then you don't have to look at his ksav, and you can look at someone else, the normal does. So, okay, we'll stop here.